Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. This is Lanice Williams with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And today I am super excited to welcome Christy Hurd. How are you?
Good afternoon, Lanice. I'm really happy to be here.
Great. So I understand today you're going to talk to all of our listeners about funding, lending, and how to actually fund their dream, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've got some great information to share.
So, Christy, if you don't mind telling us a little bit about yourself and about your business that you're involved with.
Great. Well, thank you, Lanice. I am part of a company called Multifunding. I'm an affiliate. I'm a director of small business lending, basically serving Atlanta, but also clients nationwide. And we help our clients to obtain financing for their business that will lead in the direction of their ultimately being bankable and having full access to all resources in lending that are available through our banking system.
Awesome. So if you don't mind, maybe tell our listeners just a little bit about your background and how you got involved with Multifunding.
I have been involved in lending and merchant services for the past decade. I was initially introduced to the market through the mortgage industry. And when we had banking failures and banks were no longer lending to small businesses, I entered the merchant services industry and began selling credit card processing and working with businesses essentially in my marketplace. It was greatly challenging for me, having previously been an entrepreneur myself and hung my own shingle as a business owner, to understand the special challenges that we're facing business owners in our communities. And as time went on, I was introduced to the idea that there were funding sources available for small businesses, but many of them were attached to their cash flow and had a very high price tag attached to them. I began researching because I knew there had to be better solutions for businesses. I was introduced to Multifunding. Their founder is Ami Kassar, and for the past 5 years out of Ambler, Pennsylvania, he has been serving the national market with an absolute mission to help businesses to acquire the best loans at the best pricing and to help to give them the resources they need to continue to grow their businesses.
So, of course, Ami's not here. He's in Pennsylvania, as you said. But can you tell us a little bit about him and what caused him to get involved in this business?
Ami was formerly part of corporate America. He entered the marketplace with an absolute passion for the little guy, knowing that the challenges of making wise business decisions have a lot to do with managing the costs of those businesses. And with,
so true.
Yes, absolutely. And, with limited resources, businesses are tremendously, and you know, their hands are tied as far as growing their businesses. He began to give speeches and really address organizations in the banking industry all over the country, and literally had an opportunity to carve out a niche for himself as an expert in the field of business funding. Mm-hmm. Our relationships are with about 200 lenders, and we start with a consultation. And we can help businesses typically to assess where they are and see what we can do to help them find the resources so that they can move forward with their businesses and grow in a healthy manner.
Awesome. So it sounds to me that you or the company is not so involved in the monetary gain, but more so involved in how they can really help these businesses. Because, I mean, of course, when you help people, eventually the money will come. But it sounds like that's what you're focused on, really helping the business owner as opposed to giving them these ridiculous loans that you know they can't pay back. You're really concerned on finding the right fit for them.
You are really hitting the nail on the head, Lanice, because
I try.
These companies that are providing what they call cash advances are working with fees that are so prohibitive. They can often cost the client upwards of 70% of what they borrowed initially.
Wow.
And while the money's fast and easy to acquire, the cost is great. And sometimes companies will continue to go back to the till again and again, and that can really undermine their businesses over time. AMI's approach was that we would stop that bloodletting and help that client to assess where they are honestly in terms of their credit, in terms of their profitability, where their business stands, and help them to acquire a loan that perhaps more of a term loan that can give them a monthly payment at a reasonable rate of interest and be able to fund those areas of those businesses that will really, you know, help them to grow. You're absolutely right on the money tip. We work on a, we basically receive a very small percentage, and typically that's paid by the client, by the lending source. So it's not something that we are receiving from the client as a brokerage fee. There will be costs to doing the loan, but they're nominal, and typically we can help our clients to really move in the direction of building the health of their businesses.
Awesome. So let's get into the real nitty gritty, how people can do this, what they need to know. Let us all know, what are some of the options that are available in lending?
Well, I'd like to talk to you specifically about what some of the challenges are for businesses. You know, many companies believe that they've got good, solid businesses, and they package their materials and they go down to their banks and they make a presentation, they ask for funding, and what's been happening time after time, Lanise? They're turned down by their bank.
They get the big fat no.
Oh, yes. And one case in point had a local business owner who had approached their bank with great intentions. They had been growing their business over 3 years. They were a restaurant. They were planning expansion, gave a great package, excellent credit, showing real stable growth. And after all was said and done, the bank politely said no.
They were polite.
We were able to turn around at that time and present their package to an SBA affiliate called SmartBiz, who are they are government insured, but they are bank loans, present the package, which was a clean package with a lot of potential. And within 10 days, the client was approved for a $300,000 loan at a wonderful rate of interest. They were funded. They can move forward. And this is just one example of what we're capable of helping with our resources through multifunding. Another point I wanted to make, AMI has really taken an interest in what's been going on around the country, and founded a format called Banking Grades. Banking Grades enables anyone living in any community to be able to take a look and see which banks are friendly to lending. I believe the formula is that if a bank is lending more than 20% of its deposits, it is considered a consumer-friendly bank. So rather than reaching out to those banks that are not lending to small businesses, you have the opportunity to consider relationships with banks that are where they might have a better shot.
And you don't waste your time.
There you go.
Awesome. So how do business owners know the best loans that are available and which ones they'll qualify for?
Great question. We offer a free consultation to any business owner. You can contact me. My offices are here in Atlanta, and my contact information will be made available. You can give me a call, and we can have a consultation. We can actually set you up with AMI if your needs are, if you really need to strategize as far as your future plans. And from that point, we recommend that which direction to go in terms of your needs, as far as what lenders might be a good fit. And it's just a step-by-step process at that point. Many of the pre-applications are via a link where you can plug in a certain amount of information. You'll get a yay or a nay, and at that point, you will be asked for additional documentation so that they can assess your cash flow and your standing and your credit and help you to find the right loan for you.
Awesome. Well, speaking of documentation, What types of documentation would a business owner need in order to apply?
Well, typically, you will be required sometimes bank statements, tax returns, both business. They're looking for the standard debt that basically supports your business. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, the lender will give you a list as time goes on. And essentially, it's not a difficult process, but it is one that does really acquire your full attention if you want to be successful in the lending process.
So how many years, or is there, I guess, a requirement that a business needs to actually be in existence before they can apply for a loan?
2 years in business.
Okay. So let's speak about these business owners that may already have a loan. They may have been victimized by this whole credit card advance situation, some other type of service. What type of advice or what can you say that people in this situation can do that are burdened by these high interest loans that they've signed their life away to?
There is really hope on the horizon for many of these business owners, Lanice. It's quite possible and often the case that we can refinance that loan, get rid of it, and that the business owner from that point forward would have a monthly payment on a term loan that with a significantly reduced mm-hmm. monthly payment. SmartBiz and the SBA have been very successful at helping many, many businesses to get rid of those high interest loans and to acquire a loan that is going to give them the funding they need mm-hmm. At a monthly fee, at a monthly payment that will absolutely make sense for their business.
Great, great. That's good news for them. So let's talk a little bit more about these SBA loans. What would be the difference between, I guess, a general loan from a bank as opposed to an SBA loan?
Well, first of all, the SBA has some government backing, which just means simply that the loan is secured, so that when the bank makes a decision to say yes, they've got the support of the government mm-hmm. in basically advancing that loan. But what would be another question, there are many private lenders now that offer loans that look very much like bank loans. However, they might be on shorter terms. You may have a 2 to 5 year term at an interest rate between 8% and 20%. And those absolutely can be great bridge loans for many companies. They may have an opportunity down the road into the process to transition into an SBA loan. So there's a lot of ways to go. We can help you to get out of this problem area and increase your strength and then move in the direction of expanding even further.
Mm-hmm. So either way, it's like you said, it's just about making sure those businesses are doing well, that they're winning.
That's our bottom line. Mm-hmm. It's exciting to be a part of this process to be able to put smiles on the faces of...
Give them hope.
No question. Mm-hmm.
So what would you consider a good loan as far as rates, terms, things like that?
Cash advance where you're looking at 30 to 80 or 100% is a bad situation. They're easy to get. I've heard them called crack for businesses, and it's true because they're quite easy to acquire and very easy to refinance. But a good loan is basically a loan that makes sense in terms of what your monthly payment is. And of course, when you're in a term loan, you also know that you have tax advantages as far as your interest. Your interest rate is going to be based on a variety of factors, including your credit, your profitability. There are just many, many variables involved in the equation. But typically between... you can look at a loan between 6% and 20% as a loan with a reasonable rate.
Okay. So let's go back to these crack loans or merchant services, those advances. what can a person do to stay away from them? And why should that be a last resort? I mean, I guess the term crack loan kind of explains it all. Stay away.
Well, you know, they have, there is a huge industry now responding to this need of businesses. And that's primarily because many businesses have faced so much keeping their businesses going mm-hmm. during economic times that were harsh. Main Street is beginning to see more opportunity now, mm-hmm. but businesses are still recovering. It's been a slow recovery. So for many companies where they may have a credit challenge, they may take a merchant cash advance. It is a last resort, but it can be a good tool. Simply, for example, some clients take a merchant cash advance because they might have an opportunity, a one-shot opportunity to purchase inventory mm-hmm. at a particular rate at a particular time, and having an immediate infusion of cash can enable, you know, it strategically, it makes sense to spend whatever the fees are. But the idea should be to pay that off quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I have heard success stories. I
no question.
Went to a Marietta Business Association meeting, and they had the founder of, I'm sure you've heard of the Elf on the Shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And the founder of that book and that whole movement, she actually purchased her merchandise through a situation like that. And
yes.
I mean, now she said, thankfully, she was able to just be able to make her money back after she purchased the merchandise and pay it off and be done with it. And now she's super successful. I mean, everyone knows about Elf on the Shelf now. So there are some success stories, but like you said, it's probably like to just make sure it's a last resort.
Well, there are many success stories. I've seen companies who have taken cash advances and paid down their credit cards a bit mm-hmm. and made some other strategic decisions. And within a short matter of months, they've built their credit to the point where they can pay that off and move forward with mm-hmm. a more traditional loan. Mm-hmm. So as an advisor, that's always my goal. We mm-hmm. take a look at where you are, what you need, what's the best opportunity available to you at that time, the very best opportunity. And we move in the direction of helping you to know what your resources are, mm-hmm. know what your opportunities are in the lending arena, and best case scenario, get you into the best possible product.
Right.
Worst case scenario, get you what you need. But if you really are in a dangerous situation, we're going to recommend that also, mm-hmm. that you take some time and really strategize over the next couple of months so you can get in a position where we can help you to take a look at your options.
So it's really just being strategic. It's based upon the individual and being strategic and making sure that the business is making a wise choice instead of just jumping into something and signing on the dotted line.
That's why we're here.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of wise choices, why do you feel that it's important for businesses to make these wise choices? I'm guessing that it makes them look probably more attractive to the banks and to other lenders.
It's a very competitive market out here, as we all know, and many businesses fail. But those that succeed use some wisdom to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom
is so necessary.
No doubt.
In all aspects of life, right?
There are great opportunities for businesses who want to have a facelift, mm-hmm. who have got certain areas of their business that they would like to build, where taking a loan can be an advantage. There are 26 million small businesses across this nation, Lindy.
26 million?
And out of those, 65% will be seeking some kind of financing this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it just really pays, rather than to go with the first advertisement they've heard that might suit their needs, mm-hmm. to really have a consultation, mm-hmm. find out where you really stand, mm-hmm. find out what you're eligible for, and take that opportunity mm-hmm. to explore the best possible lending resource for your business.
Definitely. So don't just jump at the first thing that jumps in front of you, right?
There's a lot of advertising going on mm-hmm. out here, and there are a lot of private entities that are making huge fortunes assisting small businesses,
mm-hmm.
and all that is good. We absolutely want to keep this economy moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have the opportunity to help any small business owner to assess mm-hmm. where they are and to find out what resources are available to them.
Definitely. What about franchises? What about those that are interested in either leaving corporate America and entering a franchise agreement, or for those that are already franchisees that are looking to expand? Can you guys help them as well?
I'm really excited to announce that multi-funding multi-funding has some alliances that are specifically addressing the issue of growing franchises and acquiring franchises mm-hmm. for those who might want to perhaps use a 401k as some leverage to launch their opportunity to acquire the funding they need to purchase their own business. And wow. as far as existing franchises, lots of resources in place. And I'm certain we can arrange a consultation with Mr. Kassar for anyone who is in that arena or interested in that arena, so they can really see what might be available to help them move forward.
Awesome. So you are helping people build their business, helping people grow their business, helping people in bad financial situations get out of them. You're just helping people all around.
I'm really excited to be a part of this movement. I've got my flag in the air. I really love America.
She has a flag in the studio.
Yes. And I'm really interested in supporting the efforts of U.S. businesses to grow and prosper and continue to build the economy.
That is great. So you spoke about consultations. If we have a listener lots of listeners that are interested in contacting you regarding your services, how can they find you?
Well, you are welcome to email me, or my email address is khurd@multifunding.com. My local number in Atlanta is 404-748-0455. Our web address is multifunding.com, and you can learn an awful lot about us there. And please give me a call anytime. I would love to have an opportunity to help you.
Great. I look forward to hearing more about all of the awesome things that you're doing, not just in Cobb County, but nationwide. And I'm so glad we made this connection.
Oh, I am so privileged, and I thank you for the opportunity, Lanise.
Definitely. So hopefully you'll join us again for another episode when you have more things booming and blossoming. We'd love to get an update on what's going on with you and multifunding.
Let's do it. Thank you.
Great. So this is Lanise Williams. I am signing off on another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.